Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Adolfo, for inpatient Erich Herbichuk, date of birth 1/25/1964, date of procedure March 20th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Adolfo, referring physician is Dr. Maria De Leon. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is gastric nodule, comma, history of Barrett's. Description of procedure from the pain period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesion, such as among the two of patient period. The patient is brought to an anesthesia to be placed in the lateral position, triage by anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care period. While lubricated on this video, gas scope was introduced into the cervix and advanced into the into the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus, trade retroflex, who is obtained at the cardiac period. Air resection from the stomach, cold withdrawal, the scope period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications findings. There was an unremarkable proximal mid esophagus next time. There was a 2-centimeter segment of Barrett's esophagus noted, which was evaluated with NBI, comma. There was no evidence of nodularity, period. The span from 39 to 41 centimeters from the bite block, comma. Biopsies were obtained at 39 centimeters and 41 centimeters for evaluation in all four quadrants as per the Seattle protocol. Next line, there was no nodule noted in the stomach on this exam. Next line, there was a diminutive gastric body polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was poor insufflation on retroflexion. However, there was evidence of early portal hypertensive gastropathy with a lace-like appearance. Comma, biopsies are obtained in the interim body for histology and for further evaluation. Next line, there was gastric erythema. Next line, there was evidence of a prominent fold of D2 mucosa. Biopsies again were obtained in this area for reevaluation and histology. Next line, otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion with an unremarkable ampullae. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, pending biopsies from the prominent D2 mucosa, would recommend endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation of this area. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 to 5 years for reevaluation of the Barrett's esophagus. Next line, continue PPI daily, 30 minutes before breakfast. Next line, follow the analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.